الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك لك الحمد يا مولانا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد يا ربنا إبنا بعد الرضا لك الحمد يا مولانا أبدا أبدا لا نحصي يا ربنا ثناء عليك وأن لنا ذلك أن لنا أن نحصي ثناء على ربنا الكريم لا نحصي يا ربنا ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جل ثناؤك وعز جاهك ولا إله غيرك سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضاء نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله سبحان ربنا هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم هو أول فلا شيء قبله وهو الآخر فلا شيء بعده يبقى وجه ربنا بعد فناء كل شيء وهو الظاهر سبحانه فلا شيء فوقه وهو الباطن فلا شيء دونه عليم ربنا بكل شيء هو أول هو ظاهر هو باطن ليس العيون تراه ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا ومعلمنا وقرة أعيننا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم يا ربنا ونحن في يوم طيب مبارك ونحن في يوم الجمعة الذي وعدتنا أن فيه ساعة إجابة ونرجو يا ربنا أن تكون هذه هي الساعة وندخر فيها الدعاء لندعو لحبيبنا النبي فنسألك يا ربنا أن تصلي على حبيبنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على حبيبنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عدد ما أحاط به علمك وخط به قلمك وأحصاه كتابك وارض اللهم يا ربي عن سادتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعن التابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وارض اللهم عنا معهم جميعا اللهم أمين. Surely all praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in the tawheed of Allah. We believe that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we believe that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our loved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the final Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, bless our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his sahaba, and all the people who believe in him until the day of judgment. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters, among the ibadat, the acts of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us in the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Sunnah encourages us to do is to serve our community. Is to serve our community. Is to help the people who are in need and to do goodness. Allah Almighty in the Quran, in Surah Al-Hajj, says that, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, irka'u wasjudu, wa'budu rabbakum, waf'alu al-khayra, la'allakum tuflihun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in Surah Al-Hajj, addresses the believers, the mu'minun, and he says that, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, make ruku', make sujood, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, apply and maintain the ibadat, the rituals, fasting, hajj, and sawm, and so on. And in addition to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ And do good to others, and do goodness, so that you will succeed in this world and in the afterlife. So brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Quranic verse, asks the believers to do the ibadat, the rituals, and to serve the community. to help those who are in need. In Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we used to support our community. We used to provide iftar for the people who are in need. We used to give zakat al-fitr. After Ramadan, we shouldn't give up. We should continue to support and to serve our community, brothers and sisters. And your masjid is one of the best. Wallahi, masha'Allah, you are one of the best. I follow your acts and the efforts you do to serve the community. The efforts you do to serve the Syrian families. You do a good job, masha'Allah. And we need to continue. The Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once was asked by one of the Sahaba, and you see, brothers and sisters, and this hadith is reported by Imam al-Tabarani in Al-Mu'jam al-Awsat. May Allah be pleased with him. A Sahabi, and this, the Sahabi who reported this hadith is Ibn Umar. May Allah be pleased with him. Allahumma ameen. A Sahabi came to the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and asked him a good question that we all should have in mind. The Sahabi asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulallah, ayyun nasi ahabbu ila Allah ta'ala. O Prophet of Allah, who are the most beloved people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Sahabi like to be among the most beloved people to Allah. And brothers and sisters, we should follow the example of the Sahabi. We should compete with one another to be among the most beloved. Not only to be among the good people, but to be among the most. The Sahabi asked the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Who are the most beloved ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then imagine the reply of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the reply. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. Subhanallah. The people who will be the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who help the people most. Who are the most beneficial people to the people. Those who feed those who are hungry. Those who support those who are in need. أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِنَّا أَحَبَّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِدْخَالِ السُّرُورِ عَلَى قَلْبِ الْمُسْلِمِ. الله أكبر. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahabi that the best act that you can do in this world to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make the Muslim happy. Imagine that. It's just to make your brother or sister happy, to make him pleased and happy is the most act that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love. The most act that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make the Muslims happy. This is our religion, to serve the community. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith explained to the Sahaba and said, أو تكشف عنه كربة. To support him when he is in a critical time, to help him, and takshif anhu kurbatan, to relieve him when he is in a critical time, when he passes through hard time, and aw taqdi anhu daynan, to help him to pay off his loans when he is in debt. You can help him, you can support him. And finally, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that aw tasuddu anhu jaw'an, or to feed him, to feed your brother or your sister when your brother or sister is hungry. This is among the most ibadat that Allah Almighty loves most. Inna ahabba al-a'mali ila Allah idkhal al-surur ala qalb al-mu'min. The most beloved acts to Allah to make the believers, the Muslims happy. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that wallahi لَإِنْ أَمْشِ فِي حَاجَةْ أَخٍ لِي وَاللَّهِ لَإِنْ أَمْشِ فِي حَاجَةْ أَخٍ لِي أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَعْتَكِفَ فِي مَسْجِدِي هَذَا شَهْرًا. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to the Sahaba and to us all and says that it's better for me to go out with one of the people to meet his need than to make i'tikaf in my masjid for a month.
And brothers and sisters, know that to pray one time in the masjid of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is better than praying in any other masjid 1,000 times. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that to help your brother, to help your sister is better than making i'tikaf in the masjid of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam for a month. This masjid in which one time of the salah will be rewarded better than 1,000 times in any other masjid except the Masjid al-Haram. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith that's reported by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, and recorded by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam al-Muslim, may Allah be pleased with them, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that salatun fi masjidi haza afdal min alf salatin fi ma siwah illa al-masjid al-haram. One time of the salah in the masjid of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all among those who visit the masjid of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to make hajj and the umrah many times. Allahumma ameen. So one time, one salah in the masjid of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than any salah in any other time with 1,000 time except the masjid in Mecca, the holy masjid in Mecca. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us that you brothers and sisters, if you help your brother, if you help your sister to meet his need, it will be better than making i'tikaf in the masjid of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam for a month. For a month, when you study the seerah, when you study the Quran, the Sunnah, you will find the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set good examples in serving the community and in supporting and meeting the need of the people who are in need. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, once as it's reported by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam once asked the angel Jibreel alayhi salam, سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جبريل فقال له يا أخي يا جبريل لما استحق إبراهيم الخليل أن يكون خليل الرحمن. Why Prophet Ibrahim deserved to be so close to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Allah سبحانه وتعالى in the Quran says واتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا. Allah Almighty has taken the Prophet Ibrahim to be so close to him. Why? Ibrahim, our Prophet Ibrahim, may Allah's peace be on him and on our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why he deserved to be so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imagine the response of Jibreel alayhi salam. He said, بِإِطْعَامِ الطَّعَامِ يَا Muhammad. Subhanallah. It's just by feeding those who are hungry. In Ramadan, we provided iftar for the people who are in need, or even those who are in need. We need to continue serving our community. We need to continue supporting our brothers and sisters from Syria, from anywhere, who come to our community. And you are, wallahi, among the best. It's my observation that, mashallah, you're doing a good job, and you need to continue. And also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set a wonderful example in serving the community and supporting all creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the animals. Even the animals, it's reported by Abdullah ibn Ja'far, and this hadith is recorded by Imam Abu Dawood. May Allah be pleased with him. He says that, دَخَلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَا حَائِطًا لِرَجُلْ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he went to a garden that owned by one of the Ansar of the people of the Medina, who supported the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who used to help the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muhajirun. One day the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to a garden that owned by one of the Ansar. See, brothers and sisters, and when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the garden, a camel saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ra'an nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jamalun fabaka. Allahu Akbar. a camel on seeing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, its eyes shed tears. The camel cried when it saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. رَأَى النَّبِيَّ sallallahu alayhi wasallam جَمَلٌ فَبَكَى فذهب إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فمسح دمعه. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم went to the camel and wiped its tears. And he asked, when is the owner of the camel? أين صاحب الجمل? أين صاحب الجمل? When is the owner of the camel? When the man came to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he told him, شكاك إلي. شكاك إلي. He did complain about you. You didn't feed the camel and you overburdened it. See, brothers and sisters, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used even to take care of the animals, let alone the humans. See, a camel saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it shed tears. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the camel and wiped its tears. And the camel did complain to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked its owner to be good with the camel, with an animal, let alone the humans. We have to continue serving our community, brothers and sisters. When you study the seerah of the Sahaba, of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find that they used to compete with one another in serving the community. When Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, for example, when he was the leader of the believers, the Khalifa of the believers, after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the leader of the believers, of the Muslim Ummah at his time. He used to go by the night to clean the home of an aged woman. And Umar ibn al-Khattab used to go to that woman to clean and to cook for her. And he used to find the home very clean. And one day he waited to see who came and cleaned and cooked for the lady, for the old woman, and he found Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Some people say, Umar ibn al-Khattab said after that, لن أسابق أبا بكر بعد اليوم. I will not be capable to compete with Abu Bakr in serving the community after today. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the people who support one another, who help one another, who meet the needs of one another. And it is among the best acts of worship that we have to do and to continue doing after the months of Ramadan, to be pleased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be happy in this world and in the afterlife. Make dua to Allah. May Allah accept our good deeds and make istighfar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا ومعلمنا محمد رسول الله اللهم يا ربنا صل على حبيبنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Brothers and sisters, we need to translate the Islamic values into practice. We need to apply the teachings and the instructions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our day-to-day life. It's not acceptable for us to know that some of our brothers or some of our sisters are in need and we become reluctant in meeting their needs. It's one of the best beloved ibadat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support and to help your brothers and your sisters. Imam Muslim, may Allah be pleased with him, reported a sacred hadith, a Qudsi hadith, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call on the people of, in the day of judgment, and will ask some of the people before all the people on the day of judgment, and they will say that, عبدي استطعمتك فلم تطعمني. عبدي استطعمتك فلم تطعمني. قال يا ربي كيف أطعمك وأنت رب العالمين. قال استطعمك عبدي فلان فلم تطعمه. أما علمت أنك لو أطعمته لوجدت ذلك عندي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask one of the people before all people on the day of judgment. And they will ask him that, my servant, I asked you for food, but you didn't give me food. The man will say, oh Allah, you are Allah, you are the one who gives us risk. How come I give you food or drink? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply to the man and will tell him that, my servant so and so asked you for food and drink, but you didn't provide him with food or drink. Didn't you know that if you give him food or drink, you will find the blessings of that with me? أَمَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّكَ لَوْ أَطْعَمْتَهُ لَوَجَدْتَ ذَلِكَ عِنْدِي. To do good deeds, brothers and sisters, to others, you will find that in this world and in the afterlife. Many ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak about the fruits of doing good to the people. For example, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that من يسر على معسر يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة. The one who help those who are in need, who help those who pass through critical time, Allah will make it easy for him what's good in this world and in the afterlife. It will be among the means to have your sins forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as so many ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To conclude with this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that Ahlul ma'rufi fi al-dunya hum ahlul ma'rufi fi al-akhirah wa inna awwalan nas dukhulan al-jannah hum ahlul ma'ruf. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the people who are known for doing good to others in this world will be the good people in the afterlife, and will be the first people to go to the Jannah by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to be among those who help others, to be among the people who will be the most beloved people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask him to accept our good deeds in Ramadan and after the months of Ramadan. I ask him to forgive our sins and to accept our good deeds. Allahumma taqabbal minna ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit ya rabbi ala al-haqq aqdamana. Allahumma shfina bi shifa'il Qur'an. Allahumma shfina bi shifa'il Qur'an. Allahumma ihfazna bi hifz al-Qur'an. Allahumma irfa' daraja آتنا بفضل القرآن. اللهم أكرمنا بكرامة القرآن. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. وأقم الصلاة.